Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Saturday's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $478 million. Play today.
After a state appeals court rejected a lawsuit over how Missouri obtains its lethal injection drug, plaintiffs are considering options. Jason Taylor has more.
The suit claimed Missouri was breaking state and federal law by using an illegal prescription to access pentobarbital from a compounding pharmacy. Attorney Justin Gelfand, who represents the plaintiffs, says the Department of Corrections is unlawfully using a copied version of the drug because its manufacturer won't sell it for the purpose of executing people.
They have no right to create an exact copy through compounding solely in an effort to violate state and federal law simply because they can't get a copy of the real thing.
The state also claimed the state was using the drug without proper authorization because its physicians are given no discretion over whether or not to issue the prescription. The court threw out the lawsuit over a technicality, saying it failed to state a claim from which relief could be granted. The plaintiffs say they may appeal the case as far as the state Supreme Court. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
A Missouri congressman who's a Hillary Clinton superdelegate spoke last evening at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Kansas City Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver says, quote, "It's dawn in America.
At a time when the citizens of this amazing country are jittery over a multitude of fears and heartaches, we need a leader who will become a trafficker in optimism and a peace peddler."
Cleaver told delegates Clinton will build a future Americans can be proud of. Cleaver is a senior whip in the Democratic caucus. Laclede County officials have shut down a $1 million marijuana operation near Lebanon. Law enforcement spotted 4,000 pot plants during a helicopter eradication effort. Two suspects have been arrested. Cash and guns have also been seized. The Department of Social Services director has told lawmakers he'll personally intervene to help constituents obtain food stamps they're entitled to after learning about more phone problems during a hearing. Brian Houseworth has more.
Ferguson State Representative Courtney Curtis told DSS Director Brian Kincaid about two constituents who lost their food stamps because they couldn't reach call center staff. Kincaid has already helped one of them obtain their benefits. Representative Curtis is concerned about the phones.
So the bar that you're setting now is that you're going to intervene on each and every case that we have an issue with? Is that what you're saying?
When I hear about them, I do.
Okay. Good deal.
Kincaid told lawmakers service is improving. He says since calls have been moved in-house, DSS handles 150,000 monthly calls and that most issues are addressed while constituents are on the phone or very shortly thereafter. Oakville State Representative Marcia Hafner's House Appropriations Committee will discuss the phone issue again in September. Brian Houseworth at the Capitol.
You're listening to News on Missouri Net.